USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plant back up and running on Wednesday. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will continue meeting with Central American officials during his two-day visit to Costa Rica. Blinken in Costa Rica to discuss the root cause of immigration.
The irregular migration that we're seeing doesn't just affect the United States. It affects virtually every country in the region. What we need to hear from our partners is a shared commitment with us to address those root causes.
Blinken in Costa Rica, since President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to oversee the immigration crisis in March, the vice president has not yet been to the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats hold a seat in a special election.
In a special election Tuesday, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Moores, with multiple news organizations calling the race for Stansbury. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The race extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220 to 211, with four seats still vacant. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Donald Trump Jr. is accusing New York Attorney General Lolita James of leading a political persecution against her father, former President Donald Trump, with her office's investigation of the Trump Organization. James' office announced in May they were investigating the Trump Organization, although no mention of any specific crimes that were being investigated. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is ripping the U.S. Army on social media for a new ad calling them woke and emasculated. The Texas Republican retweeting a video comparing a Russian military ad featuring muscle-bound men shooting rifles centering on a female soldier with two moms. Cruz also telling Fox News,
"The men and women of our military, our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, are the toughest, most ferocious and effective fighting force on the face of the planet. They are the reason we are free. They are the reason we have our rights. And what we're seeing is we're seeing Democratic politicians and these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into, frankly, a bunch of pansies."
Reacting to Cruz's comments, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CNN.
"It is not too soft. It will never be too soft. I think our adversaries would like to capitalize on talking points like that, or the Chinese, the Russians, and I welcome them to do that, because what this department, what Lloyd Austin is focused on, is the defense of our nation."
NASCAR announcing on Tuesday that the Phoenix Raceway will once again host the NASCAR Championship weekend, November 4th through the 6th, 2022. This will be the third straight year the Phoenix Raceway has hosted the championship finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.